Our series looking at the work of America's community colleges continues today with a discussion of how to jump onto the educational ladder when it feels out of reach. Alex Diaz and Luis Rodriguez come from a tough part of town. In their case, it's Boston's Dorchester neighborhood. They have difficult pasts. Both of them are high school dropouts, former gang members, and convicted felons. Is community college an option? College-bound Dorchester says yes. It's a voluntary program that targets the toughest youth in this neighborhood, with the goal of preparing its students to take the high school equivalency test and eventually enroll into local community colleges. For Alex Diaz, who served 8 years for armed robbery, part of that path means changing the expectations other people have for him.
A lot of people see you as like, you're not going to go nowhere, you're not going to get a job or even go back to school. I even felt like that at one time for hearing it so much. And I just had to overcome everybody's opinions and everybody's thoughts. And now, you know, I just see myself like, look at me now. You know, I wake up every day, I'm happy, I'm energized, I'm ready to go. And for me to go to college after what I've been through is a big achievement, very big achievement for me and my family, especially my daughter.
Luis, what's it like to see that community college admission out there in front of you? You're not there yet, but what's it look like?
I could taste it, John. I'm just surrounded by positive academic people, and I'm just so eager just for the next chapter of my life. And it definitely involves academics.
Luis, 5 years ago, what was the most important thing to you from that place that you described that you've come from now?
As sick as it might sound, 5 years ago, my goals was probably to be the biggest distributor of drugs in Boston. But I found myself in a federal prison and state prison. And like I said, those are not places that I see myself in the future.
Why was drugs the most practical solution for figuring out what you were going to do with your life 5 years ago, Luis, or more?
For a 10-year-old kid in the city of Boston to acquire heroin or to acquire crack, it's not a difficult task. And when you have people persisting you day and night to supply them with drugs, when you live in these drug neighborhoods, it's a pretty hard road to walk down, especially, you know, like money, and you know, you got the media always enticing you with purchasing and buying. And like I said, it's just a lot easier to fall in Roxbury and Dorchester than it is in Quincy or Weymouth.
Alex, would you agree with that?
Yes, definitely. It's actually more easy to get drugs on these streets than most likely to get help right now.
How close did either of you come to ending up dead from the kind of gun violence that you get involved with in the drug trade in Boston? And how close did either of you come to maybe being on the other end of the gun, ending someone else's life? Alex?
I've been shot twice, stabbed, and I've been on both sides. You know, it's a wake-up call, you know, and after you probably walked with death and seen death a couple of times, I mean, I hope, you know, it's a wake-up call for certain people. It definitely was for me.
Luis?
Well, I was shot 10 times, and I've tasted death, I've seen death. You know, I found myself on both sides of the culture, pushing the gun and actually getting pushed on me. That's part of the reason why I'm at College Bound today is, you know, the day that I got shot, they killed the old me and they brought a new me out.
Luis Rodriguez is a staff advisor and mentor for College Bound Dorchester, where Alex Diaz is a student. If community colleges are about realizing the full potential of all students, could they also be about giving students the space to screw up? The man who runs Boston's College Bound Dorchester program brings his own experience to bear. CEO Mark Culleton knows transforming tough neighborhoods is no easy task, but when he sees young men like Alex Diaz and Luis Rodriguez, he sees hope and an understanding of where they come from.
My background, when I was younger, I got into a lot of trouble myself. I got pulled into a police station for breaking and entering, selling drugs. But I came from a family where college was the expectation from a white family, and so I was let go. So I had sort of the privilege of making mistakes, but still having adults around me who believed in me and knew that I could do anything. So I think that if we do the same thing with the young people in the communities of Dorchester and throughout this country, they too can rise and complete college and live a full life.
Permission to make mistakes, that's really key. So Luis and Alex bring to their success, if they make it, a kind of genius of experience that we need to have in the higher education population, that it shouldn't be all the same kind of person. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly right. I mean, just because somebody has made mistakes, just because maybe they've been incarcerated or maybe they've dropped out of school, that does not define who they are. And in fact, having young people from the communities of Dorchester or the South Bronx or South Side of Chicago who get into and get through college and are part of our workforce makes us a better community, makes us a stronger economy. It's those types of folks that have overcome adversity and have the grit and resiliency to do that on the streets that could then make it a better economy for the whole country.
How do you know your program is not simple charity, kind of once a year charity, and is more of a sustainable model for really thinking hard about who's not served in higher ed?
We know it by what our students show us every day, every year, that the quote unquote gangbangers that were out there doing negative things in the streets that are now on college campuses studying or graduating and entering the workforce, that their transformation is a transformation that's possible for any gang member in America, and that they want out, they want, like all of us, to provide for their children, to create a better life. And so if we just give them the opportunity, it's not charity. It's just doing what we would expect anybody to do with our own children.
Mark Culleton is the CEO of College Bound Dorchester. To keep up with all of our community college coverage, please visit thetakeaway.org/community college. You can listen to stories from our featured colleges and find out how your community college ranks on our interactive map. We love the community college stories you've been sharing.
My wife and I went to school at community college in our late 40s. The philosophy of community colleges is that anybody can succeed with enough supports. The philosophy at the universities is separate the wheat from the chaff.
This is Zach Brown from San Diego. As a working adult, community college prepared me well for the four-year experience at San Diego State. I went in with no student loans, and I'm leaving with less than $10,000. I think it's a great way to get ahead and make a difference in your life.
We always want to hear from you, of course. Share your community college story. Tell us anything. Give us a story at 877-8-MY-TAKE or send us a tweet at The Takeaway.